Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. As its name suggests, the Goliath grouper is the largest grouper of all, but its size was its downfall. Since it was a prize catch, it was nearly fished to extinction. Now, though, the fish is protected and the object of scientific study. Dr. Sarah Frias-Torres is a scientist with the Ocean Research and Conservation Association, that's ORCA, in Fort Pierce. She says someone caught a Goliath grouper back in the 1930s that weighed half a ton.
Those really big, big fish are completely gone. They don't exist anymore. Usually the way we kill animals, we fish species, is that we go for the biggest ones. So Goliath groupers being the biggest grouper species in Florida and in the Caribbean, they were the first ones that were targeted.
So they were a trophy fish. They were the first ones people would want to catch.
Yes, because being big and being easy to catch, they were an important target for recreational fishing, and also to show, look at what a big fish I just caught. They had a lot of prestige to catch such big groupers.
Is it or was it a good eating fish? I assume it must have been.
Actually, for most of the information I've gathered, once they were caught, they were either rot in the sun or they were grounded as fertilizer for crops. Sometimes they were used for cat food. And sometimes they were also, the carcasses were used to smuggle drugs up north. As food for people, there wasn't that much value. So overall, it was wasted, extraordinary animal.
I was going to say, it sounds like they were just caught just for the thrill of it.
Just for the thrill of it. At that time, they were killing one of the most important, perhaps, keystone species in the marine ecosystem. The example I always give is that it will be very difficult to understand what goes on in the Serengeti in Africa if all you had were termites and locusts. Imagine if those plains didn't have the elephants and the wildebeest and the lioness, the big animals. The same goes for the ocean.
You were telling me that everything used to be bigger in the ocean. Sharks, whales, how come?
Think about the reefs before the time of Columbus. What was extraordinary was the abundance of life and how big everything was. In the Caribbean, in Florida, there were big whales and manatees and sea turtles and sharks, monk seals. As soon as you put people in the mix, with systematically killed every big animal we found on land, in the ocean.
You found in your research that the Goliath grouper targets the invasive lionfish.
What we know is that Goliath grouper eat poisonous fish.
And that doesn't hurt them?
It doesn't hurt them at all. They seem to have evolved to actually feed on those poisonous fish.
Have you seen them in your dives?
I've seen them every time I go diving, pretty much. When I'm not busy counting the groupers and studying the Goliath groupers, I use a mini spear and I kill all the lionfish I can. And then I take them to the lab and I study them. And then we eat them.
I didn't know they were edible. What harm are they doing to the ecology?
Well, lionfish, being an invasive, they eat the babies of everything. They eat the babies of fish. They eat the babies of lobsters and crabs. In a way, they are eating the kindergarten of the coral reef. That's what they are doing.
How does lionfish taste?
It tastes really good, actually. I normally eat them in ceviche, as we got them from the boat. When you are scuba diving, you get hungry very quickly.
Sarah Frias-Torres earned a doctorate in biological oceanography. She's associated with ORCA, that's the Ocean Research and Conservation Association, based in Fort Pierce. Catch up with past Flora Days shows anytime by listening online. Go to WQCS.org and click on Programming and Audio Archive. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.